Michael Beattie's here with us. Morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning to you, Sean. I'll tell you what, we'll give Josh a little test on Saturday. I've just booked him to ride One for Million, a 1,700-metre maiden, and let me tell you, he takes a bit of riding, this horse, so Josh will certainly earn his fee on him.
Right, so there, Josh, you've just been put on notice, mate. It's going to be a hard earn on Saturday. Now, yesterday, this track raced brilliantly.
It did. Look, Sean, it was a big call from our track manager the day before the Ramorny to pop 4 mils of water on it. You've always got, coming into day three of the carnival, some slight wear patterns, and the reality is that the water is going to react differently in the unused part of the track to it does to the wear patterns. Drew took a fairly solid calculated risk, and I think the way the track raced proves that he got it absolutely spot on. We, at the end of the day's racing yesterday, had a bit of a yarn. The boys went out and did track fill, and Drew decided that it had worked so well for Ramorny Day that we gave it a drink of 4 mils again last night leading into Grafton Cup Day. And my expectation would be that, assuming the track races well again today, we've made the decision that we're going to run the last day of the carnival on the true line as well. And if that's the case, the track will get at least one drink before McLean Cup Day on Sunday.
It's a great sign that you can leave the rail where it is.
Yeah, look, I'm a great believer in evening up your wear patterns with your rail. We basically try and run three positions here. We race in true, 3 metres, and at the 4.5 metre line. We race 25 times a year, and what we try and do across that 12-month period is give each of those three runs about the same amount of use. So, you know, you're 3/8 and a, or 2/8 and a 9 or something like that, just to try and keep your wear patterns absolutely even. And every track that I've been involved in, I started trialling this type of thinking when I was the CEO at Gosford. We brought it in Macau on the two occasions that I was there, and we've been doing it now here with Drew's great cooperation. We started to bring it in when I first came back 5 years ago. There is no doubt in my mind that over a period of time, it simply makes sense. If the wear pattern is even, the track is going to race even. If you use one area of the track, any racetrack, more often than you use the other, you will create a lane. It's a very simple approach, but I would say that all the anecdotal evidence that I've seen indicates that it works.
Well, when I was talking to Drew earlier on this morning there, he said the other thing he likes to do is leave that bit of grass on. He said he's discovered from observing others at metropolitan tracks and the way they prepare them, that bit of extra grass here, it actually protects the track.
It most certainly does, and it makes sense, again, if you think about it. If there's, you know, a 4-inch coverage of grass, then the horse's hoof has to penetrate that 4 inches before it gets into your top turf layer and then before it gets into the root layer. So I am defending Drew all the time over his decision to leave the grass at whatever length he leaves it at. And whilst we've certainly had significant discussions about rail positions over the years, I have never once had a discussion with him about, the length of the grass. And there is no doubt, and people forget, but there is no doubt that you go back and look at videos of this track 10, 15 years ago on Grafton Cup Day and look at videos of it now since Drew Cookson's been back over this period of time. And the difference is chalk and cheese. And the other reality of that is that, and this will surprise many, is that given the financial positions of country race clubs in New South Wales now and the way that the funding flows to them, and Racing New South Wales are doing a good job, I'm not putting a knock on them, don't misunderstand me, but there were some clubs, and we were one of them, that were very affluent through the late 80s and the early 90s. And the reality is, in real terms, the budget that Drew Cookson has to work with now to prepare this track compared to the budget that we were using in the mid-90s, he'd be, in real terms, having about half the amount of money to spend. And in dollar terms, he's actually having less. But in real terms, it'd be about half.
Basically, the blend of grass, what have you got there? Because for a winter track, it's as green as grass, pardon the pun.
Look, there's certainly some rye in it this year, and probably more than normal. And not that we put any more on than normal, but rye blooms when you get wet weather. And not long after Drew seeded the track with rye, we got good rain, and we got a very good strike with the rye. And clearly that's coming through. But the rye this year has also come up and protected the kike. So the kike's in better condition than it's been in other years as well. So, no, look, we're wrapped in the track. And we're wrapped in how well the track is racing. We spoke about that yesterday. And you know, we're looking at the way the track pulled up after yesterday and our expectations of how it will pull up after today, we think we'll produce a pretty good track for McLean Cup Day. Yep. And at this stage, the intention is to leave the rail in the true position again for McLean again.
Well, today, as I said, it looks absolutely fantastic again. And people, when they see it on Sky today, it's just going to be another great fair day's racing as it was yesterday.
It will be. I think we might be a little bit cooler here today. I don't think it'll warm up quite as much. There's a slight cloud cover. I don't think there's any chance of rain looking at the forecast and looking at the radar. But I would sort of stress to anybody that is about to leave home and head to Grafton, it's probably a day to bring a jumper, because I do think it'll get a bit chilly around about 3 o'clock, which is a pity, but it is what it is. The track's going to race well. The Grafton Cup's a terrific field. And I suppose it's funny, isn't it, the way that you look at things and think about the carnival. One of the races that needs to be healthy for us, as important as the Grafton Cup or the Ramorny, in my view, is the time-honoured James Kirby handicap for a lot of reasons, for what Sir James Kirby did for this club to keep it financial in the 60s, and maybe even a little earlier than that. But it's a great race this year, the Kirby, an absolute ripper. And there's no better feeling for me to be standing down in the enclosure and having a listen to the crowd get behind the Kirby. Yeah. 1,000 metres, great speed. And it's a great field this year. So, going to be terrific days racing, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, you haven't asked me, and that's very kind of you, but I did suggest yesterday we might get a record crowd on Ramorny Day, and I've got to be up front because everyone's going to want to know. Yeah. So, you know, I always say that telling lies about the crowd that you get through the gates a bit like kissing your sister. You're only fooling yourself. And unfortunately, we didn't get a record crowd, and in fact, despite a really good roll-up from the membership of the Grafton District Services Club, those figures were terrific, we were marginally down on the previous year. So quite often when that happens, we've found over a long period of time that if you are down a little bit on Ramorny Day, that tends to bolster Cup Day crowds.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for a big crowd today.
Terrific. Well, we wish you all the best. We'll see you through the day, Michael.
We certainly will, Sean. Thanks very much for coming up, and thanks so much for the coverage. It's been absolutely fantastic this year. There's no one in the racing game that's been listening to the radio that hasn't been fully aware exactly what's been going on at Grafton, and I'm not only talking this week, I'm talking in the build-up. We get our message out there really well, and we certainly couldn't do that without your great assistance.
Terrific. Good on you. Thanks, Michael. Michael Beattie there.